Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now time for the best real estate podcast online. It is time for Lakeway Area Real Estate Talk Live with Mike and Dave Elkins, presented by Elite Realty Group.
Again, all right, time for some real estate information today. Every time we go live, we try to give you some information of value. We like to have a lot of fun, by the way, too,
right?
As you can tell, but we like to give you some value, some real estate information also. So here's what we're going to talk about today: what sellers can do. We talk about home inspections a lot and the importance of them. We're going to tell you today some things that sellers can do to get ready for a home inspection, because it's a critical part.
Yes.
It's a critical element that is in the process. Most people buying a home, they do have a home inspection.
Sometimes they're make or break for the buyer.
They really are. So again, we just talked about, we had some breaking news here a minute ago. House just went under contract. So again, Amy Hartman, right?
That's right.
Here's some information that may
say the home inspection is coming.
Yes, if they're going to be one, it's coming soon. We definitely will know that. So here's some things sellers can do to get ready for a home inspection. All right, here's the number one. And again, no particular order. We're just giving you some things, but we're going to tell you this one first because it will really help you with everything else that we're going to tell you. Should you do this one first, it's going to help with everything else. So here is number one today, what you could do to be ready for a home inspection as a seller. You really should think about and consider, because again, most homes today, I think you agree with this. Again, you sell them a whole lot more than I do. Most people that purchase a home today, they do have some sort of home inspection on
yes,
the house.
Right? Yes.
It's very, very common for that to be done. Yes. Not that they're going to come in and say, we want everything fixed.
Right.
But maybe they want to know what's wrong, if anything's
right.
wrong. Okay.
Right.
But here is one thing you consider as number one. You should consider getting what we call a pre-listing home inspection. That's prior to you putting it on
prior
the market.
Prior to you ever putting it on the market.
Yeah. Or you do anything before you put it out there. Go ahead and have a home inspector. You as a seller pay for it. Go ahead and have a home inspection done. Because what they're going to do, we're going to tell you some things here in a minute you need to be aware of.
Right.
But a home inspector is going to come in and tell you, should you even be worried about any of this stuff?
Right.
They're going to give you this whole entire list of things that could potentially be wrong. That again, when a buyer comes in to purchase the house, they look it over, they bring their home inspector in, they're going to find anyway.
Right. Right.
So it's know them now or know them later,
right.
But you're going to probably find out about them if there's a home inspection done.
Yeah.
But getting a pre-listing home inspection will allow this to happen. One, you have now knowledge about them.
Right.
Now the ball's in your court.
Yeah.
You don't wait for something to happen somewhere else with someone else controlling those things. You as a seller can be in control because you can look at it and say, ah, I'm not worried about that.
Right.
Somebody wants the house, they're going to find out that's there, they can fix it. I'm not going to fix
right.
it. Or two, well, that's probably something we need to address.
Yeah, again, because a lot of times it's stuff that you don't even know about.
Absolutely.
A home inspector, I tell everybody, they're going through with a fine-tooth comb.
Big time.
They are being paid, usually, by the buyers. They're being paid to go in and find everything that they can find wrong or that could potentially go wrong.
Right.
With that house.
Yes.
So,
yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
so
good
again,
to go ahead and get that, and you can knock some of those things out that you think a buyer would worry about. Put yourself in their shoes. Would this concern me?
Yes. And another reason for that is because when that home inspection happens, there's a couple things that can go on. One, the buyers can say, okay, we know about it, we'll fix it.
Right.
Two, they can say, okay, we know about it, seller, you fix it.
Right.
Or three, they can say, we're out.
Right.
Deal goes out right there. Again,
right.
So pre-listing home inspection can allow you to have the knowledge of the things, potentially get the major issues fixed before you would get to that point and they go, we're out.
Right.
You know, because
right.
again, what's minor to you is major to someone else. What's major to you is minor to someone else.
Right.
So the pre-listing home inspection. So again, they may come back and look at you and say, we want you to fix it, or we want you to cut the price because now we got to go in and fix
it. Yeah, this. And like I said, that's different to, it's really different to everybody. Every buyer's different. If I'm the buying agent,
yes,
I get a copy of that home inspection too when the buyer pays to have one.
Absolutely.
And so a lot of times I see stuff on there that I think that would concern me.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's of no concern to the buyer.
They
They're like, that's okay.
Yeah,
I'll
they could care
it.
Less. But again, it gives you that sheet, if you would have it. It gives you the knowledge of it. And then, but at that point in time, the ball is in your court. You know what I'm saying? You're in control of what happens. When the buyer gets it, those three things are going to happen.
Right.
They're going to take it as it is, say, we're okay with it. They're going to look at you and say, these problems are with the house. You fix it or we're out.
Right.
Or they're going to look at it and go, we don't want no part of that. We're out of here.
Right.
And that could have been solved, resolved, before anybody ever looked at it. So again, that we're talking about today, what can sellers do to get ready for a home inspection? Because we know it's likely to happen and come down the pike that they're going to have these things done. There are a few things you can do to get ready. Number one is have a pre-listing inspection.
So Sabrina says it could also save you some time at closing.
Yes.
You know, getting to closing.
Getting to the closing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good point. Very good point. What do you got for number two?
All right, so clear, because again, they're going to go through here with a fine tooth comb, they're going to get into everything. So make sure that you clear the areas that they need to access.
Yes.
Again, they're going to check out heat pumps. They're going to check out your foundation. They've got to get in the attic.
Yes.
They've got to get under the house. They've got to be able to get in the basement.
Right.
So make sure those areas, your hot water heater.
Yes.
Make sure all those areas are accessible.
Right.
Make sure they can get in the attic.
Yes.
A lot of times you wouldn't believe it. Sometimes people don't even have an attic access.
Right.
But they have to get in the attic.
Yeah. So, for the most part.
For the most part.
For the most part, it's all depending upon the loan and the lender, of course.
A lot of times, if the home inspector don't require to get in the attic, an appraiser will.
Somebody will.
Yeah, so make sure that's accessible.
Yes.
Make sure if you've got a crawl space, they can get under there. Make sure, like I said, they can get in to check your hot water heater.
Right.
Everything, your electrical box, all that stuff is going to be checked.
Yes, and I know we're talking about what sellers can do to get ready, but on a whole different note of this, if you buy a home, get a home inspection.
Yes.
The best thing you'll do, get a home inspection. That didn't cost you nothing. That was extra.
Right.
Get a home inspection.
Right.
Okay, you'll want to do those things. So that's number two. Number one, get a pre-listing inspection. Go ahead.
We're going to get in trouble here, but Angela and Ariana both says hello and that they love us both. So we better say that or we're going to get in very big trouble.
Angela and Ariana watching from home today.
Yes.
We love you girls too.
Yes.
Shout out to you, Tay. We love you too. No, you're watching. So you're running the show.
Tay's a comment. Yeah.
Tay's the commenter today. So we appreciate that. Glad you girls are getting to watch today. Hopefully we're entertaining you.
Yes.
Right? Hopefully we're bringing it today. So that's the first two. Here's the third one. All right. Here's the third one. Check all your outlets, okay? Check your outlets. What we mean, the plug-ins.
The plug-ins,
right?
Yeah.
The switches, all of those other things. Check those.
They're going to test them all.
One thing we see that is a major, major concern for people purchasing a house are potential electrical problems.
Yes.
When those outlets don't work, it gets marked, they don't work. But from a buyer's point of view, they look at it, oh no, this home has electrical problems. They see themselves moving in and the house burning to the ground.
In a day.
That's what they see.
Yes.
We see all it needs is a new part in the electrical box.
Yeah, or a plug-in wasn't grounded good.
Yes, something, a little wire was off here or there, but a buyer sees it as this house is going to burn down.
Right.
So make sure that you check the outlets.
Or if one outlet ain't even working.
You know,
like the top plug-in works, but the bottom one don't. A lot of times it's panic mode and the whole house's electrical is shot.
That's right. That's what they see. So we see these things. We see these things. So again, that's why we're giving you this information so you are aware of these and you're able to see them. That's, again, something that it may not be grounded is the reason, because the home inspector is not going to go in and say it's not working because of.
Right.
They're going to look at it and say it's not working.
Yes. Yes.
So again, buyer sees that as uh-oh.
Right.
You know, so those things, again, those three things we talked about earlier, that's what happened.
One of the houses that I just sold here just a couple of weeks ago, a nice house on the lake, they had a breaker in the breaker box that had just went bad.
Right.
And so we had to have an electrician come. It was a $22, I think, is what he paid.
Right.
To get this breaker fixed, but it could have.
Right.
Potentially. You know, scared people. He knew the breaker was bad. We went ahead and fixed it before the buyer come along.
Right.
Because he knew that this breaker didn't work. And he said, should I get it fixed now or just wait and see what they want me to do? I said, I would get it fixed now because it could potentially cancel your whole deal.
Absolutely. Big time. It could definitely big time be able to do that, do your whole deal. So all right, that's number three. What do you got for number four?
All right. So everybody's got this list, okay? It's a honeydew list.
I have one.
Okay. Yes. I've got one. It's like 9 pages long.
Uh-huh.
I tell Siobhan that she don't have to remind me every 6 months that I got to finish it.
Right.
You know, I will get to it.
Yes.
But let's do simple things like replace your air filter in your your heat pump.
Things we've talked about before.
Yes. Change your, get the light bulbs that's burnt out.
Yes.
Get those done. Landscaping things. Uh-huh. Just do little things that you, the list.
Right.
Everybody's
the
got
honeydew
the
list. Right.
Do the list.
Yes.
Before.
Absolutely.
Because again, you wouldn't even, again, it's as simple as a burnout light bulb.
Right.
Can cause problems.
It can. It can cause problems. You really don't understand. I know you're probably looking at it saying, you mean a light bulb? Yes. We mean a light bulb.
Yes.
They will do things because of a light bulb. So again, we're talking about
smoke detectors.
Big time. Big
check
time.
Check your smoke detectors.
New batteries.
The home inspector is going to check them.
Yes.
Make sure your smoke detectors are working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You would be shocked at what causes deals to go south. So we're talking about, and again, we're going to bring you the last one. What can sellers do to get ready for a home inspection? We've talked about several. Here's the last one. All right. We're getting close on time. So here's our last one. And it's simple. Just before that, you know they're coming, all right? You know they're going to call you. You're the seller. They're going to call you and tell you the home inspection is going to be Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Right.
Before they get there, clean the house.
Yes.
Okay? That is very, very simple. But clean the house. A home inspector walks into the house, and honestly, they see a house that's ripped apart. They're going to pick it apart because they're going to think this house has not been taken care of.
It's neglected.
It's neglected. There's major problems. If they won't take care of the stuff that we can see, the stuff that we can't see, I'm going to have to dig. I'm going to have to
dig
and find. I'm going to have to get this stuff. They're going to be super duper hard.
Yeah.
Where a good, clean, taken care of house, so on and so forth, again, makes a big difference.
Yes.
To what the home inspector can or cannot find when they get there. So not saying at all that you're going to hide nothing by cleaning. That's not what I'm saying. But again, just a well taken care of home is going to go through the process of the home inspection because, again, they see a home that someone has took ownership in and they're taking care of their house.
Right.
They're looking at those things, taking care of it, making sure that it's everything that needs addressed. Is being addressed.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Right, right. I still think we should say this other one.
Go ahead.
The other one that we got because the other one that we was going to skip is check your windows.
Yes.
Okay, and the only reason I say that is because that is not only a home inspection issue. It's also a loan issue.
Absolutely.
If you have a cracked window or a broken window, your loan could get denied.
Yes, depending on the type of loan.
Depending on the type of loan.
Yes.
It could get denied. So a lot of times people say, it's just a crack in a window.
Right.
Can we just skip it or we'll give them money at closing or whatever? But a lot of times with the loans that I get, a lot of loans require that they cannot be no crack or broken windows.
Yes.
So do that.
Make sure that you do those things.
Yes.
Again, you would rather be, and again, one of the reasons, again, we say this a lot, but that we do this show is so you'll be prepared. We want you, whether you're a client of ours, a potential client of ours, or you're just totally using someone else, that's okay. Because again, it doesn't matter what side we're on, buyer side, seller side, we would rather have the public, the general public be prepared for things because it makes everything we do a whole lot easier when again this buying selling process goes down. So we want this information out there. We want as many people to know about this as possible, but you are better prepared. Being prepared, you can never go wrong, right? You can never go wrong by being prepared. So we thank each and every one of you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in for future episodes by subscribing to our channel and get the latest and greatest real estate information right here on Lakeway Area Real Estate Talk Live, presented by Elite Realty Group. Until next time, have a great and blessed day.